Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 7. You're going to hear a talk about life in the city. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? So, you want to know what it was like moving from a tiny village in the middle of nowhere to a mega city. Big question, where shall I start? I realised that when I moved that I had never really been alone before. I was incredibly lonely those first few weeks. I know this may sound like a contradiction, but it really dawned on me how lonely you can be in a city of 5 million people. In my hometown, everybody knows everybody. Life is lived outside, on the streets, you know. People sit outside in the evening and chat with the neighbours and passers-by. In the city, if you start talking to a stranger, they look at you as if you're crazy. My salary is a lot higher now I'm here in the big city, but life, of course, is also much more expensive. Ironically, I had a higher standard of living when I was in my hometown, even with a salary that was 3 times lower than what I'm making now. I have to admit that my hometown is near the beach, so that may have something to do with it. My rent now is more than what I was making back then. Life in the village is the same every day, the same routines. Your life is already planned out for you. You're going to get a job and do this same job for the rest of your life. You marry the girl from around the corner, have kids. I wanted something different. Live life to the fullest. You know what bothered me most about living in a small town? That you're never judged on your own merits. My father was at one point mayor, so everybody knew him. So I was always the son of a locally very well-known person. I was never judged as a person who existed in his own right. Moving to the city was very refreshing in that perspective. I quickly had a promotion and that felt so good. Finally, I had been rewarded for what I really could achieve. I had made it out of my father's shadow. Life in the city is more anonymous. This has its pros and cons. I must say, a while ago, when I was going through a difficult time, there was no support network, and I had to go home to be with family and friends for a few weeks to recover. But overall, I'm much happier with my new life, and I'd never go back. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what arguments the speaker gives for and against living in the big city and the small village. Are you ready? So, you want to know what it was like moving from a tiny village in the middle of nowhere to a mega city. Big question, where shall I start? I realised that when I moved that I had never really been alone before. I was incredibly lonely those first few weeks. I know this may sound like a contradiction, but it really dawned on me how lonely you can be in a city of 5 million people. In my hometown, everybody knows everybody. Life is lived outside, on the streets, you know. People sit outside in the evening and chat with the neighbours and passers-by. In the city, if you start talking to a stranger, they look at you as if you're crazy. My salary is a lot higher now I'm here in the big city, but life, of course, is also much more expensive. Ironically, I had a higher standard of living when I was in my hometown, even with a salary that was 3 times lower than what I'm making now. I have to admit that my hometown is near the beach, so that may have something to do with it. My rent now is more than what I was making back then. Life in the village is the same every day, the same routines. Your life is already planned out for you. You're going to get a job and do this same job for the rest of your life. You marry the girl from around the corner, have kids. I wanted something different. Live life to the fullest. You know what bothered me most about living in a small town? That you're never judged on your own merits. My father was at one point mayor, so everybody knew him. So I was always the son of a locally very well-known person. I was never judged as a person who existed in his own right. Moving to the city was very refreshing in that perspective. I quickly had a promotion and that felt so good. Finally, I had been rewarded for what I really could achieve. I had made it out of my father's shadow. Life in the city is more anonymous. This has its pros and cons. I must say, a while ago, when I was going through a difficult time, there was no support network, and I had to go home to be with family and friends for a few weeks to recover. But overall, I'm much happier with my new life, and I'd never go back. Now tell me what arguments the speaker gives for and against living in the big city and the small village. You have 1 minute to talk.